on inside of a peach, the part you don't.
And you call that a seed.
They call it cherry, don't you? No, I guess it is.
It's a seed.
It's a peach seed.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do you call the kind of peach that separates easily from the seed?
Well, we call it we used to call it a freestone peach. Mm-hmm. And the other peach, they called it a cling peach. Mm-hmm. It's cut off with the seed.
You had to cut it off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about the part of the apple that you throw away when you...
core.
And have you ever heard people call, like little dried pieces of apple, have you ever heard them called snips or any kind of name for them?
No, all ever I remember hearing them called, they just say dried peaches. Mm-hmm. Or dried apples. And we used to do lots of that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I've done lots of it. They might have had another name, but I don't remember.
When they dried those, would they get all, they put them out in the sun?
Yeah, in apples, we peeled the apple.
Mm-hmm.
And we took that core out, and we sliced that into thin slices. And in a peach, that freestone peach, we called it. All you done to that, just cut it open, take that seed out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we had out here Jenny in the garden to keep the chickens out. We'd go out there and we'd build a frame.
Mm-hmm.
Up here and lay a plank on that.
Mm-hmm.
Big 25, 30 feet long, 3 foot wide maybe, and a little wider. Or if you had a low roof on a building, you could lay them on that, and we'd lay a cloth on that.
Mm-hmm.
And lay them on that.
Mm-hmm.
And do it. It's done in the summertime. Well, you've either got, if it's dry weather, you've got to take them in or cover it up to keep
mm-hmm.
the dew off of them.
Mm-hmm.
The dew will make them dark.
Oh, will make them dark.
Yeah, turn dark. And if it's coming up a rain or so, you got to take that in.
Mm-hmm.
Take it in to keep it from raining on. Well, in 3 or 4 days during the hot, dry summer weather, why they is cured enough that you can bring them in.
Mm-hmm. How do they look?
For instance, peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Why, it just dries that peach up.
Mm-hmm. And it gets all shriveled?
It shrivels up.
I see.
It ain't as near like it looks. Mm-hmm. Well, with an apple, it's the same thing. He'll turn brown. He's a brown fella. And that dried peach, fried, is one of the best pies that anybody's ever had. So the apple pie is a good pie,
mm-hmm.
but most of folks prefer to get the peach beyond it. And they did lots of that back then.
In my days,
it boyhood enough till I, after I was grown, they done it. Had you.
Well, what would you call the kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast?
A nut that you take out of the ground and peanuts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard any other names for them?
Goober.
Goober.
And
what other kinds of nuts would you have, like on the trees around here?
We had the hickory nut, we had the walnut. Both kinds. We had a white walnut, we called it a white walnut. Some called it a butternut. It's known in the catalog as a butternut. But it's we call it a white walnut. And it's a long shape,
mm-hmm.
but in the black walnut, and we had the hazelnuts. That hazel grows more on a bush than on a tree.
Oh,
and back through this lowland bottom country, we had a hickory nut we called a scaly bark hickory nut. He was a big fella, and he was flat. He weren't round and hard, and that is the best hickory nut we had in this part of the country. But that's what we had here.
How about